Good morning. This is Matt from the Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau with Steve Suman's Outdoor Report for the week of March 13th. In case you don't have a window, I'll give you a quick rundown of the weather situation. The Hayward area got 6 to 9 inches of snow on Sunday, and another 3 to 5 inches is forecasted for Thursday night. In between, we will have highs above freezing on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Then it's back down in the 20s for highs for a few days. I was out snowshoeing in the woods the other day, and there are 3 to 4 feet of snow sitting on the ground. When you're out by yourself and you accidentally step off a bank into a 6-foot drift, it's a different kind of fun. Greg up at Happy Hooker on Upper A has this to say about current ice conditions. Quiet Lakes ice travel is doable but not easy, unless by snowmobile or ATV. Be aware that many creeks and rivers are open and flowing into the lakes, and there might be thin spots. Most lakes still have good ice cover, maybe 12 to 15 inches, but far less near moving water. Good to know, Greg. Thank you. The DNR and Wisconsin Conservation Congress invite the public to attend an open house the week of April 3rd through the 6th to learn about resource management in their areas. Visit the WCC DNR Open Houses webpage for location details. Delegates from WCC and DNR staff will be available to discuss local issues, answer questions, and have conversations about areas of interest and concern. Later, the WCC will hold delegate elections. These open houses precede the Fish and Wildlife Spring Hearings, which take place April 10th through the 13th. The spring hearings will again be in a virtual format with the online questionnaire open for input from noon April 10th through noon April 13th via the Wisconsin Conservation Congress Spring Hearing webpage. I have links to all these webpages and Zoom meetings. Call me or Kitty at 715-634-4801 and ask for the links in the third paragraph of the outdoor report. Sale of bonus spring turkey harvest authorizations begins Monday, March 20th, starting with Zone 1. No bonus permits are available for Zones 6 and 7. All remaining authorizations go on sale Saturday, March 25th. Hunters can use the online licensing center or visit a licensed sales location. Sales are first come, first served, one purchase per day. The cost is $10 for residents, $15 for non-residents. If you'd like more information, go to the DNR website and search turkey hunting. Let's take a look at the snowmobile report. Sawyer County trails are open, groomed, and in excellent condition, base of 12 to 16 inches. All lake trails have staking, except for Lake Hayward. Check the Groomer Tracking Systems app for current grooming operations. Get out and enjoy these amazing conditions. Washburn County's trails are open, groomed, and in good condition with a base of 4 to 8 inches. A section of Trail 25 from County D north to Nice Lake Road remains closed for the remainder of the season. Be cautious of grooming equipment on the trails. Watch out for any trees or branches that came down after the most recent snowstorm. If there are trees or other debris on the trail too big for you to move, please contact Washburn County Forestry. Their number is 715-635-4490. Rusk County trails are open, groomed, and in excellent condition, base of 12 to 16 inches. They got 10 inches of snow through the weekend, and even with the fresh snow, there are the usual spring hazards: icy corners, gravel, blacktop, rough logging spots, dirt, sticks, rocks. Let's go on to the fishing report. March 19th is the deadline for anglers to get their ice shanties off of inland waters north of Highway 64 and off of Lake Superior, Lake Michigan, and Green Bay. Bass anglers can legally catch but not keep both largemouth and smallmouth at this time. For largemouth, work mid-depth to deeper weeds and weed edges with fatheads and shiners on tip-ups. For smallmouth, Focus on deeper weeds, rock, and hard bottom points with live bait, plastics, jigging wraps, and similar lures. The crappie fishing's good to very good right now. They're scattered. Some are slowly moving towards spring spawning areas. Some are holding on deep weed beds and edges. And some are suspended all across the water column, so check the whole column. Your top baits include crappie minnows, fatheads, waxies, and plastics. And gulp baits on tungsten jigs are also very productive. The bluegill fishing's good to very good, but expect a light bite and downsize your tackle and offerings for the best success. They're starting to move nearer to shallower spring spawning sites. Baits of choice include waxy, spikes, plastics, and gulp baits on small jigs, teardrops, and plain hooks, fished with delicate presentations. The perch fishing is good when you find them. Look to shallow, weedy areas and mud flats. Small spoons and jigs with waxies, plastics, small minnows, and minnow heads work well, with live bait usually working best. Tip ups and tip downs with live bait are also catching perch. Here are a few events we should keep in mind. March 15th, get your ice shanties off of Wisconsin-Michigan boundary waters. That's tomorrow, Wednesday. This weekend on Saturday, the Shamrock Shuffle is being held in downtown Hayward on Main Street. There's a 1K kids run at 11:45, and then the 5K for everybody else starts at noon. There's a free raffle after the race. Should be fun. By March 19th, Sunday, you got to get your ice shanties off of inland waters north of Highway 64, Lake Michigan, Green Bay, and Lake Superior. March 20th, crow season closes. March 20th is also the first day of spring. Can you believe it? 6 days away. April 3rd through the 6th, DNR and WC, Wisconsin Conservation Congress, are hosting their open houses at locations in all 72 counties of Wisconsin. For more information, call 608-266-0580. Our next full moon's coming up on April 5th. On April 30th, otter hunting and trapping season closes in the northern zone. Early catch and release trout season is going on right now through May 5th. If you want to know anything else about what's happening in our neighborhood, go to haywardlakes.com or haywardareachamber.com and you'll find a calendar of events, which is pretty good. If you have any questions, call us down at the office. The chamber line is 715-634-8662. And the Hayward Lakes number is 715-634-4801. Hey, I can't give you a guess as to how many more weekends of winter we're going to have. But if you want to ski, snowmobile, snowshoe, sled, get out there this weekend. Get it. All right.